Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is your day. Get up and conquer your day.
Let me tell you something about self-doubt. You have to conquer it. If you let self-doubt rule your decisions, you'll never get anywhere. If you don't believe in yourself, nobody will. So be bold, be relentless, and never let anyone stand in your way.
This is my day to read a new book. This is my day to start a journey. This is my day to make an investment. This is my day to invest in myself. This is my day, and this is my time, and it's my turn. This is the day I take it seriously. I got one window. I may not be here tomorrow.
The biggest regret of the dying is never becoming your ideal self.
You got to focus on conquering today. This is the moment of truth for you to understand that within you, there are great possibilities.
It all starts the moment you take responsibility and say to yourself, nothing is going to shape my destiny but me.
You will go through things, and while you're going through them, you can't understand why it's happening to you. But after you go through it, you get back and you look at it and you say, oh, now I understand why I needed that lesson. Then I saw that that was preparing me for bigger and better things.
You still have time. Don't quit. Don't give up. You still have time. You can do it. You can make it happen, but you can't do it procrastinating. You can't do it talking about it, right? But there's a total different feeling when you accomplish stuff. You got a different level of credibility from people. People see you different. People are willing to do things for you that they've never done before. You have credibility that you never had before. And so I encourage you, follow through.
I got the trust that I am someone that somebody believes in. You got to believe that you've got to stand on your faith. You got to stand on your strength. You got to stand on who you are.
Take back control of your life. Stop being a victim. Stop letting life push you around and start fighting back. Because the minute you tell yourself that you control this is the minute you can start to change it.
I made my last excuse yesterday. My last reason. I came up with my last reason yesterday of why I can't do what I'm supposed to do.
This is your day. You've got a window. You've got another 24 hours. Another opportunity to forgive somebody. Another opportunity to let it go. Another opportunity to look up and get up. I'm just wondering, when are you going to seize the opportunity?
You are worthy. You're worthy.
It ain't about being beast mode. It's about life and death mode.
Welcome to Daily Motivation, where you get motivated and inspired.
Life is always giving you a test, trying to give you a way out, trying to give you an excuse not to show up. You gotta have the mentality to show up every fucking day of your life. No matter what life throws at you, it's our responsibility to show up to the Coliseum of life, prepared for fucking battle. I don't care what you're going through, what life's throwing at you, it's your responsibility to find your new 100%.
A part of being a beast is the hunts. It's the hunt that they're excited about. They like to see the gazelles run. Then boom, they take off. Cause real lions like to hunt. They love the process just as much as they love the prize. And some of y'all just want to score. You don't like the process. You're not in love with the process. Everybody want to be a beast until it's time to do what beasts do.
You are a beast. Let others talk about how good you are, how strong you are, how fast you are, how smart you are, how successful you are. That's when you know you're a shark, when others are talking about you.
It's about putting it on the line. It's about pushing yourself and giving it 110% of everything you got. I know sometimes people say they're lying, but you can't be a lion if you don't understand the rules of the jungle.
Keep your commitment never to go back to the life that you once lived. Keep your commitment to creating wealth for yourself, to taking care of your children, to be more responsible. Keep your commitment to live a life of contribution, to keep your commitment to be a conqueror and to act like it and to have authority and dominion over everything in your life. One of those reasons I got on one of my tapes, if life knocked you down, try and land on your back, because if you can look up, you can get up. Your reasons will help you to get back up again. You're going to face no and rejection every day, but if you're hungry enough, the world will make a place for you.
You're afraid of the effort. We're all being tested. And that road to success is a bumpy-ass road.
Do you think you have the mindset now? Beast mode!
It's going to be a dogfight.
When you get tired of being coined the loser, being coined not enough, being overlooked and undervalued and underpaid, you got to get tired of that. When you get tired, that's when you win.
Every single person that wins big, every single person that you look at, every single person that you're inspired by, every single person that you aspire to be like, they are going to win or they are going to die trying.
There's somebody who is tired. You come to the end of yourself, you got to get tired. Something inside of you has to snap. You got to get tired of being broke.
It's going to be a dog fight.
You got that dog, and your inner dog has no quit.
I love dealing with a dude who think because he come for money, he better than me. Let's go. Let's go. You got money, but do you got that dog? Yeah, you got money, you got privilege, but do you got that dog? Hey, do you got that stamina? So yeah, you might have something I don't have right now, but if I work hard, I can have what you have.
You gotta smell blood. Once you get that scent, like a hound dog, you get that scent. You see what is possible. You see what you are capable of. In the face of adversity, in the face of challenges, in the face of everybody that says you are not enough, you're not tall enough, you're not big enough, you're not wide enough, you're not fast enough. It's in that very moment that the dream's got to get bigger than the disappointment. It's got to get bigger. The dream, once that dream gets bigger and you get a scent for that dream, you start to smell that dream. There's nothing on planet Earth that can stop you. You become armed and dangerous. You are the most dangerous individual on planet Earth.
How do you keep that dog mentality? Guess what? A true dog mentality? I have a dog at home. I can feed that f***er all day long. He never gets full. It's not enough to make the NFL. Be the f***ing MVP. It's not enough to win a 5K. Win a 10K. It's not enough to become a doctor. Be a better doctor. It's not enough to lost 50 pounds. Go out there and do something with it. Guess what? It's 109 out here, but guess what? It's not enough. Stay hard.
When we talk about a dog mentality, the dog scrambles, the dog barks, the dog runs after whatever it wants. When a dog is hungry, move out of his way, because it's coming for blood. And the reason why you don't have what you want is because you are not hungry enough.
Better get some dog in, or you ain't gonna make it.
Why is the truth so important?
You have to have the truth to have a starting point. And your true self is found in that very uncomfortable zone. We all look for toughness. We all want it. But we look for it in a comfortable environment. You will not find toughness in a comfortable environment. Those of you who are listening to this, you will not find it. The only way you find it is to drown yourself in a position where you're just out of sorts, where you can't swim and you're drowning. Where you're drowning. When you say, you know what, man? Dad. Once you come face to face with who you are, you have a starting point. It's in our head saying, you know what, man? Dude, you're not doing shit. You're wasting a bunch of percentage here. In this other 80% is suffering, pain, failure, self-doubt, darkness, and then a whole bunch of light. But to get to this light, you gotta go through all of this shit.
You're not succeeding, you're not achieving. It's because you're afraid to go in that dark place to find yourself. You're setting goals you know you can reach. And when you do that, that fear, that insecurity, that doubt, that's where you grow. You must always set goals that you think you cannot achieve. And in there, you get better.
When that alarm clock goes off at 4 or 5 in the morning, your mind says no. You just say, this is what we do. It's what we do now. Because to get to where you want to go, the amount of pain involved, the amount of mental pain, of how many times you're going to have to do something that you don't want to do to get to where you want to go.
Every day, you must ask yourself, did I do enough?
And then once you do this over and over and over again, it becomes like breathing. I don't want to live this lifestyle, but to get to the other side of this, I have to. So if you really want it, you realize what trying is and what trying is not. Your brain is the most powerful weapon in the world. Once you put away your phones and your computers and all that shit we have nowadays, your brain is the only thing you have when you're going through depression, when you're going through hard times, you're going through death, real life shit. You can't Google that shit, man. You're alone. You're alone. You may have a shrink you're going to, you may have a best friend you're going to, but there's 24 hours in the day where you're alone in this brain. And your brain is talking to you in all kind of ways. And it wants to control you and pull you in these different pockets. If you can't control your own brain and your brain controls you, you're fucked. You got to tell your brain where you want to go and how you want to go and how you want to get there. You got to control it. If not, it's over. It's over. All I knew back then was hard work. You gotta work hard. You gotta work hard. I can't get this paragraph. I can't remember what the fuck's in this paragraph to pass this test to get in the military. Read again. Still not getting it. Read again. But if not getting it, write it out. And that's how I started learning. I realized if I keep going back and going back and going back until the shit just becomes, your mind will say, well, okay, we're gonna figure it out.
It'll find a way.
Because he is not going to stop. It's not like, I'm going to try one more time. No. Alarm clock goes off. Boop. We're going back. I can't read right. We're going back. I gave myself no way out. And my mind realized that. They said, okay, we're going to adapt and overcome now. That was my mindset. And that's how you get through things. You put yourself, you immerse yourself wherever it is, and you become that. I became hell. And that became my new norm. I gave myself no way out. There was nothing outside these walls of hell. Nothing. I watched this segment on TV about these guys going through Navy SEAL training. And I couldn't even, I wasn't a great swimmer. I was afraid of the water. All this crap, man. I saw these guys just quitting. But at the very end, it says 22 guys, this command officer's up there, and he gives this great speech. So I started visualizing me being the 23rd guy, sitting there with these guys. I said, man, if I could feel that, that would change my life.
And what was that feeling you wanted so bad? Respect? Accomplishment?
No. Victory. I wanted to win. Not like beat somebody else. It wasn't about that. I just wanted to go the distance. Everything in my life, when something got hard, I quit. I had to work harder than you, so I quit. Like, man, if I could just go that distance, that extra mile, to just go, just to finish. I want to finish. I want to feel victory. And victory for me wasn't winning, it was just finishing. So I said, you know what?
If I could feel like these guys feel, it would change my life. And literally, I started feeling victory just by putting myself in the battle. I started realizing, man, just by going to war with myself every day and putting these challenges and these goals and these obstacles, these insurmountable obstacles, now we can move from there. But if you look at it as, man, I'm broken and I'm still here. And I'm fighting and I'm going to find a way to get through this because I have no other place to go. It gives you a lot of power. And no one really finds themselves without going through trials, tribulations, suffering, accountability. And accountability is suffering. Being accountable every fucking day for doing right for yourself, for the people next to you, it's miserable. The more I did this, the more I gained confidence. And then the more I gained confidence, the more I realized, fuck these Navy SEALs, man. These guys can't do what I'm doing right now. I had no coach, had no trainer, had no money. I didn't know how to lose weight. I had no knowledge of what I was doing. I was just working. I was just sacrificing. But I would have never found these tools if I didn't put myself in a very uncomfortable place. And your true self is found in that very uncomfortable zone. That's where he came from. He came from all these fucked up obstacles, and now he's there. So everybody goes, how do you do that? You know exactly how to do that.
I'm the best ever. There's no one that can match me. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been.
They're gonna fear me.
You have to be the champion before you become the champion, so that means lifestyle. You have to be him before you become him. You gotta be him before you become him. That's how it starts. You look at somebody, I wanna be like him. You don't say, hey, I'm a bad motherfucker. I wanna fight anybody out here, nobody's gonna kick my ass. You see somebody and say, hey, I might wanna do that.
Well, greatness is when you make your delusion is your reality. Nothing's impossible for somebody who's going to try. If you're going to try, it's capable of being done.
But you'd fight Tyson Fury.
Yeah, I'd fight a lion if the price is right.
My whole objective is your total surrender, your total domination. I'm going to destroy you.
That's why Rogan said when he watched you, you were intimidated. Your rage is a very unique rage.
Well, that's their fault to be intimidated. How do you let somebody scare you for something you worked for?
I respect a person who's willing to die for what he truly wants.
Ali had the will to win like nobody that ever lived in boxing. Then he believed he projected to his opponent. Really, look at how does Ali beat George Foreman? How does Ali beat Sonny Liston? How do you beat these guys? How did he even beat Joe Frazier fighting the way he fights? He beat them because he refused to lose.
But we have to believe that we're divine and that we learn from our experience because confidence breeds success and success breeds confidence. They go hand in hand. You have to know who you are first. You know who you are. I know who I am. People say they're great all the time. You're this, you're that. Whatever they say, I know who I am. Without self-love, you're nothing. And self-love is discipline. And discipline is doing what you hate to do, but do it like you love it.
I never wanted to be obscure. I was born in obscurity, and I never wanted to deal with that again.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey there, fellow listeners. If you're passionate about fitness and wellness, then you're in for a treat with our latest ebook, The Ultimate Female Body Fitness Guide. Click the link in the episode description to grab your copy now at an exclusive 50% off discount. This comprehensive resource is designed specifically for women aiming to conquer their fitness goals. From strength training to cardio, flexibility, nutrition, and mindset, we've got you covered. Inside, you'll find expertly crafted workout routines, personalized meal plans, motivation tips, and strategies tailored to help you reach your fitness dreams. We also tackle common challenges women encounter on their fitness journeys, offering advice on balancing exercise with life's demands and breaking free from societal norms. Don't miss out on this incredible deal of 50% off. Get your ebook now before it's too late.
I'm invincible, I'm a savage, I'm ferocious. I'm the smartest savage. I knew I wasn't gonna die before I became champ. When this is over, everybody's gonna know my name.
Did you ever fight somebody that you were like, that they got you? Was there ever a kid that got you or no?
Absolutely. In order to be good, you have to lose it and understand loss. Because loss is life. Adversity makes the strong stronger or the weak weaker?
What happens next? So
get arrested, and I see Muhammad Ali coming to visit the institution that I'm in.
You said you're in jail, and Ali shows up.
I'm 12 years old, and Ali comes in, and they showed the movie The Greatest first. So this is '77, and after the movie's over, the lights come up, and Ali comes in, and I see him. I said, wow, I want to be just like him. I don't know how it happened. The spirit hit me. Boom! I want to be like him. And then I get transferred to this other facility, you know, for real bad kids. I met a gentleman there that was a boxer, and he used to teach me how to box. So he took me to a great trainer named Customato, and that's why I'm here. I respected Ali, and I worshiped Ali. Yeah, this is the moment I knew I wanted to be a fighter.
Freaking believable, yeah. Story. So your inspiration happened at 12 years old.
Yeah.
Then you meet Cuss.
Yes.
How was Cuss treating you? What was his way of leading you?
This degree of just peeling all that dirt and stuff, that insecurity and developing into character. And that's why I had a wonderful time with him. Because everything about his life was about me. This world is one big school, and we're the students of this world. The mind is always hungry. The mind wants to do good, but we get so many negative thoughts in our mind, it's almost overwhelming to be positive. Listen, I've been down and up, broken up, and why am I still here? Because life is going to give everybody a bad hand. No one's going to leave here without being tried in life.
So inspiration. So is that what got you to be willing to be disciplined, to get what you want, like to become a champion? At 14 years old, I'm willing to do everything it takes to be a champion?
Absolutely. And then I had Cuss over there telling me why should he have it? That's one thing I never had in my life, because I always got picked on, and I never had jealousy or enviness about anything. And Cuss possessed that, you know, and he was telling me, why should he have all that money and you don't? Why do you believe that he's better than you? Why do you think he should have all that money and you don't? And he was really serious about it. And that's what the competition shit. That's it right there, breathing that stuff right in. Why should he have it? And he's not better than you.
How did you handle that when he told you that at 14? Would it piss you off? Were you like, I'm going to go train to whoop his ass and get there one day? What was your response to it?
He said one day, this guy knew how to really get in my head. He said, man, you're fighting good, but I wish you were bigger. He said, I wish you were like Kenny Norton and Mike Weaver, because they had big bodies and they could intimidate somebody. And that hurt my feelings. I said, I'll make sure the whole world will be afraid of me.
He trained me to be totally ferocious in the ring and out.
Yeah, and that's what I was. That's what I was, yeah.
Push yourself more. Push yourself when you sometimes you have to submit to yourself.
I'm doing everything. First thing in the morning, 3 in the morning, do your 4 miles, come back in.
3 in the morning?
Yeah. do your 4 miles, come back in, do your body exercise and all that stuff. After that, I go out to eat breakfast, go to the school, come back from school, eat my dinner, go back to the gym at 6 o'clock, train, come back at 8 o'clock, watch fights, start all over again. Everybody here is going to fight for what they love for. Even if they never had a fist fight in their life, they're going to fight. Listen, once I'm involved in something, I want to know the beginning of it. I want to know where it came from, how it was started, who's the first guy that invented it. That's just how my mind works.
How could these guys even dare fight me? How dare you even think that you could beat me?
And you sound like a mathematician when you're talking about the art of boxing.
I was born for it.
There's nothing I would do unless I have a possibility of being humiliated. Because when I succeed, I truly succeed. I was bred to climb high and high into the sky and tumble down. I am truly grateful that I found my wings before I hit the ground.
Yeah, nothing changes if nothing changes, man. You know, we'll sit around forever wondering, well, what if I, you know, what if I was a dog catcher? Would I be the best? What if I was a, you know?
Every day we change the world. But to change the world in a way that means anything, that takes more time than most people have. It never happens all at once. It's slow. It's methodical. It's exhausting. We don't all have the stomach for it.
What if it's a mistake? It's a mistake. Rest assured. What do you know? You're going to stumble around, right? And what's going to happen is this. You're going to move. You're going to not stay in stasis. You're not going to wander around in circles. And I see people like that. They said, well, I never knew what to do, and now I'm 40. It's like, that's not so good. That's not so good. And you might say, well, and there is a literature, too, that suggests that people are a lot more unhappy when they look back on their lives about the things they didn't do than they are about the mistakes they made while they were doing things.
It's how they get you to give up. They say it's not that simple, Vinny.
So what's the truth?
There it is.
I want people to understand that they're not alone, that there are other people feeling exactly the way they're feeling, that their behavior is not insane, that they have a disease, and it's not their fault. There's a very famous kind of line that people don't change. I happen to know that people do change, and I see that every day. I see people getting better. I see the lights in their eyes come on.
There's a million excuses I could make to rationalize not getting up early, doing the ice bath, and going for a run. There comes a time when all these potential excuses turn into fuel that motivates you to keep going.
You gotta get out there. You gotta give it everything you got, whether it's your time, your talent, your prayers, or your treasures. Because remember this, you will never see a U-Haul behind a hearse.
If you want to know something about yourself, sit on your bed one night and say, what's one thing I'm doing wrong that I know I'm doing wrong? That I could fix, that I would fix. You meditate on that, you'll get an answer. And it won't be one you want, but it'll be the necessary one.
It's a whole issue. People have a feeling that they can change, but they have no effort. They don't want to get in the game because they feel it's, you know, it's just too much time. It doesn't work. And I tried it and it didn't work. And then they give up and then life just goes on. It's seamless. You don't see it. It's just the way you've been living.
And my older brother, who was 12, got into an electrical accident and he died in my arms. And really come to terms with that I was the one who got to live. That this life that we live, it's a privilege. And when I really started to take that in, I felt this tremendous urge to do something with my life, to do something that mattered.
At some point, everything's going to go south on you. Everything's going to go south, and you're going to say, this is it. This is how I end. Now, you can either accept that or you can get to work.
You can't stop. You can't quit. You can't say, I'm a failure. You're not a failure. You're not. You're a wonderful, strong, intelligent youngster. Take advantage of that. Trust in God. Trust in yourself.
Until you say, yeah, I'm going to, you know what, I'm going to take action. Nothing changes if nothing changes, man. And I'm not preaching at you. I'm just, I just want to remind you because, you know, I've spent a lot of time in my life sitting around wanting things to change. And not being able to make them change and not thinking I could. And I wish somebody had told me that earlier sometimes. That in order for something to change, there needs to be change.
You cannot stand still because the world moves away from you if you stand still. And there's no stasis. There's only backwards. And so if you're not moving forwards, then you're moving backwards.
How much harder will you work in this offseason now to get back to the championship?
I'll push myself to exhaustion.
Toby, we thank you for your time.
I feel like we sort of focus on right ways and wrong ways too much. And I think it's, in a sense, sort of scary to just be born and live life. And I understand the idea of kind of grasping onto a particular thought of wanting to kind of feel like you somehow have a handle on the unknown. But you know what? The unknown is the unknown.
Every time you have changed, you feel pain. You stepped out of one relationship to another, and you feel pain. You leave one neighborhood to another, and you feel pain. You go from one job to another, and you feel the fire of transition. See change as growth. See change as transformation. See change as evolution. See change as necessary. See change as critical. See change as inevitable.
Do something. Stop being f***ing scared if you have not jumped on the bandwagon of doing exactly what the f*** you want to do, which is skiing for the next 3 years or working at a job that's not what your parents want or what society wants. Do something. Stop being f***ing scared. And so enough. Enough parents, the kid that's sitting right now at a desk and saw this in a feed and you hate your f***ing job. Enough. Stand up. Get the out of here and do you. Live your life. You got one life.
And so if you're not willing to be a fool, then you'll never start anything new. And if you never start anything new, then you won't develop. And so the willingness to be a fool is the precursor to transformation. And that's the same as humility. And so if you're going to write your destiny, you can do a bad first job. You're going to get smarter as you move forward.
When you can learn to do things when you don't want to, when you don't feel like it, when you're tired, when you can learn to push yourself to do them, that's when the world opens up to you. That's when success knocks at your door.
There will never come a time when you can just happily coast through life.
It's hard to stay governed by anxiety. It's hard to be inconsistent. It's hard not to have daily disciplines. It's hard not to believe in yourself. It's hard to be broke. It's hard to be poor. It's hard. It's all hard. So choose your heart.
What I am telling you to do is chase after that version of yourself that you know you could be.
What happens when I decide for myself that I'm going to do something different?
You've got the gift of life. You have the privilege of being here. Quit playing small. You were meant to do great things.
Nothing changes if nothing changes, man.
It's time to get real, it's time to get raw, it's time to look ourselves in the mirror and come to the resolve that this version of ourself is not going to carry us in the stretch. I've been this version of myself long enough that if I don't change, if I don't do something about this, then I'm going to find myself bankrupt.
For me to understand, for me to be better, for me to be stronger, I must learn to suffer a little bit. I must learn to struggle a little bit. I cannot reap the rewards of success without understanding about struggles.
Success is not automatic. You don't get things just because you want them. You achieve your goals only when you are disciplined enough to keep showing up when you don't feel like it.
You're gonna put the blood, you're gonna put the sweat, you're gonna put the tears in, you're gonna lose sleep, you're gonna go days without eating, you're gonna do whatever it takes to make the sacrifices necessary to manifest. There are too many people in your life who have left you. There are too many people in your life who have counted you out. There are too many people in your life who have whispered in your ear and said, you'll be worse off without them. Prove them wrong!
It's time to commit to focusing on you.
You have to disappear and put the work in and come back and shock everybody that doubted you.
But don't let yourself be vulnerable to weakness. Don't let weakness consume you. Don't let hopelessness consume you. Be about your business. Understand that you got to keep living and living strong.
If you keep showing up, if you keep going hard, your results will turn those who ignored you into fans. Let your results speak louder than your voice.
Can you hide yourself in the library? Can you hide yourself in the gym? Can you hide yourself in the boardroom and plan and do what is required behind the scenes in order to manifest the moment?
There are many people out there in the world that don't have the capabilities that you have to carry on the good fight. There are things that are happening around us every day. The things that are happening to us right now happens for a reason. What you are going through right now, someone else is going through it in a different manner. But we always ask the question, why me? Why is this happening to me?
Everybody wants destiny. Everybody wants manifestation. Everybody wants fulfillment. Everybody wants the next level and the relationship and a higher quality of living. But nobody wants to eliminate distractions. Nobody wants to disappear for 3 months, 4 months, 6 months, and eliminate all distractions and get into a place where you can focus on just you. What if you could just shut out every distraction? What if you could just shut out the world for just a season and focus on you?
Winning requires focus. Winning requires intention. Winning requires discipline. Success is the external reward of mastering your inner game.
Are you in a position to quit? Or are you in a position to go harder? Are you in a position to go stronger? Are you willing to dig and go as far as you can in your life? Are you willing to suffer?
Can you hide yourself in your books? Can you hide yourself in your closet? Can you hide yourself in the prayer rooms? Can you hide yourself?
Not believing in yourself is a losing battle, because either you won't try at all or you will convince yourself that you can't do it.
I'm talking to that man, that woman, that boy, that girl who feels the fire in their belly. It's time for you to shock the world.
Success don't have many friends. Success doesn't hold on to many people. Success doesn't connect with everybody because everybody doesn't have the ability to connect to success.
When nobody's looking, when nobody's watching, when nobody understands the measure of passion that you carry, can you keep going? Don't stop! You're right there!
You have to shift from being externally focused to too internally focused. Do not yield to distractions. Focus on you.
Why are you here? What is your destiny? One of the greatest tragedies in life is to live and not know why you're living.
If you're walking on this earth today, prepare yourself for many battles ahead. And you're not going to win every battle, because every battle is not meant to be won. Sometimes you're going to need to humble yourself.
What do you believe about you? How do you talk to you about you? Take a moment to think about what you've been saying to yourself about yourself. The good news is that your mind will believe whatever you tell it. So make sure that you are speaking your desires and not your fears. You get to choose how your mind serves you.
Sometimes you gotta delete the app. Sometimes you have to walk away. Sometimes you have to fall back into the dark room and focus on you.
Are you prepared to go through the nights of many hours of applying everything you have within yourself? Have you had that point in your life when you was just so tired and you couldn't push that next hour or that second hour out because you needed your sleep? Oh, I need to catch up on my sleep. You can't catch up on your sleep, but going up to the next level in your life, that's what it's about.
I'm talking to that athlete. I'm talking to that nurse, that doctor. I'm talking to that student. I'm just wondering if there's anybody here that wants their future, that wants to fulfill their destiny, that wants to manifest, that wants to walk in discipline. I'm just wondering, is there anybody here that's willing to disappear and focus on you?
I want you to take a long, hard look at the people you surround yourself with. You can't expect to become a millionaire when you're hanging out with drug addicts. You cannot expect to become the absolute highest level version of yourself if you surround yourself with people that never want to see you do better than them.
Wake the fuck up. The goals that you want to achieve in your life are your fucking goals and nobody else's. Hundreds of people give up on their goals on a daily basis. And it's usually because they realized quickly after starting their journeys that they're alone. Nobody's waking them up in the morning. Nobody's pushing them when they start to make excuses. And nobody's patting them on the back when they hit a milestone. So whatever you want to achieve in life, maybe it's losing a certain amount of weight to become the best version of yourself. Maybe it's building a business to provide financial freedom for your family and to travel the world. Or maybe it's just being a better father, mother, or partner for your spouse. Whatever it is, it's all on you. And the quicker you realize that nobody's going to come and hold your fucking hand through life, through this journey, the faster you will start to see success. Stop relying on outside sources of inspiration, motivation, and support to fucking get you there. Put your goddamn head down and take charge of your fucking life.
And this shit's gonna mess with your head, but sometimes this means you need to let go of the people that you think are your closest friends. This means you might have to let go of the people that are the closest family members to you. You might have to let go of your mom, or your dad, or your brothers, or your sisters, or that best friend you've had since first grade. They might not be bad people, but you need to understand that some people just aren't meant to be in your life long term. They're not meant to help you get to the highest level of yourself. If every time you go to better yourself, somebody hits you with a line like, why would you want to do that? You need to find another f***ing social circle. You need to make a shift and surround yourself with people that challenge you to grow. You gotta surround yourself with lions. You gotta surround yourself with fucking wolves. With people that are gonna push you to be the absolute best fucking version of yourself. The people that are gonna push you to your absolute fucking breaking point. Because you can only grow when you're uncomfortable. I don't know about you, but I would much rather be a unique fucking wolf in a field full of sheep than a sheep blending in with the others.
Thanks for listening. Kindly support the movement of this podcast by supporting us or subscribing to our premium content for more exclusive stuff. When you do so, you also get a shout out in our next episode. Thank you.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.